Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best on all things Americana-ish, including some blues rock, right? Janis Joplin, Maybe, is the name of that tune. Of course, originally written and recorded by the Chantels in 1957 as a doo-wop song, and then Janis Joplin would record it in 1969 as part of her I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, her third album overall, her first solo record. And that song popped up just like for me during the week. And I love that tune. If I were to make a playlist all time greatest covers, that song would be on there, because I think that absolutely obliterates, no offense to the Chantels, do like doo-wop, but that version is just so hard to beat. And I thought to myself, man, it got me going down this rabbit hole of like late 60s, early 70s blues rock and stuff like that, that I country rock that I grew up with. And I know we played Lynyrd Skynyrd on last week's show, and I started thinking to myself, man, let's do a block of tunes that I distinctly remember from my childhood that I really dig. So that's what we're going to do in this first block of the show, and we're going to start with a band that defined my childhood, absolutely defined it. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival. And here's a tune for you called Long As I Can See the Light. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Don't have to worry, no. nights I've been crying. Well, I'm tired of all your slippery ways. I can't take your evil lying. Oh, no. Black-hearted woman, see, for trouble and pain is all you crave. Black-hearted woman, see, for trouble and pain is all you crave.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And there you go, a glimpse into my childhood with those four tracks, including one from the Brothers, the Allman Brothers Band, of course. Black-Hearted Woman is the name of that tune. That comes off their debut album, self-titled debut album, released in November of 1969. One of the greatest rock and roll records ever made, in my opinion. Absolutely love it, love it, love it. Black-Hearted Woman, a song written by Greg Allman. Before that, The Doors. Man, there was a lot of Doors in my house. Not like literally, figuratively, a lot of The Doors. My house. Been Down So Long off of L.A. Woman, which is one of my absolute favorite Doors albums. And really dig that tune, of course. Jim Morrison, a little bit of a biographic song. Been Down So Goddamn Long. Looks like Up to Me. Before that, The Band. There was also a lot of the band in my house as a child. The Shape I'm In is the name of that tune, and that comes off their 1970 album Stage Fright, written by Robbie Robertson. Of course, written about their keyboard player and vocalist Richard Manuel, who would eventually take his own life in 1986. And starting off the block, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, this is the band that I think, out of all of these bands, defined my childhood, because there was a lot of CCR in my house, especially on long summer nights. Lots of Creedence Clearwater, while the old man was pounding Budweiser's. Long As I Can See the Light was the name of that tune, released in 1970 off the, it was actually the B-side to the single Looking Out My Back Door. But it also charted here in the U.S., went to number 57 on the chart, so it was a double hit for Creedence Clearwater. In the U.K., it was actually the A-side. So there you go. All right. So let's play some new stuff, because we haven't done that in a couple weeks. We've had so many birthdays and anniversaries and tributes and things we've been doing the last few weeks. We have been neglecting our new material. So let's not do that anymore. Let's play a few tracks here that have just been released, including this one here from an awesome artist by the name of Sierra Hull. This one's called Boom. Wrong Side of the Tracks.
For you, all you need's one spark. bicycles did to me. I will never look like a grocery line magazine. I am not the lonely little girl I used to be. I am a rambling man. And after all these years, I'm still scared of coming home. Kaleidoscope of all the eyes that I have ever known. Dreaming of the places I was so scared to go. But I am a rambling man. I guess I'm just scared to be confident in California. Something about thriving in the place where I was born makes me wanna run away from who I was before. But I am a rambling man. I'm truly myself when I'm alone in a crowd in a suit. No one knows if I'm a woman or a vegetable or a fruit. And to be honest,
air conditioning. Went out in July. She bought me this guitar, never said why. I hastily moved in with a friend of a friend. We danced in Silver City late at night. She danced in Silver City way back when. Taking easy money off the good time men. The skyline shined like emeralds in her eyes. As she danced in Silver City late at night. Joshua, my brother, said he'd help me out. When I took up his offer, I had my doubts. Everybody went to prison who didn't die to pay their debt. I woke up in New York City soaking wet. I woke up in New York City without a name. Wasn't long before I learned the hustler's game. Just a cold boy from South Texas, you can bet. I woke up in New York City soaking wet. Then I met a sparkling woman whose first name was Nell. She said, boy, you're a star, I can tell. But the young are often desperate and hardly take their rest. I fell apart the way you might have guessed. She danced in Silver City way back when. Taking easy money off the good time men. The skyline shined like emeralds in her eyes. As she danced in Silver City late at night.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go, four new songs from four fantastic artists, including a guy who is really making a name for himself over these last 10 years in the alt-country world. That would be Charlie Crockett, who's got a new record out right now called Lonesome Drifter, and he gave you a track off of that called Easy Money. I really like that tune, and you can find more about that new album at charliecrockett.com. Before that, a bluegrass band that's been on the scene for decades, the Seldom Scene, and they've got a new record out through Smithsonian Folkways Recordings called Remains to Be Seen, which includes some very famous covers, or covers of some very famous songs, how about that, including the one we just gave you right there, Last of the Steam-Powered Trains, which you should know that song if you're a Kinks fan. So originally written and recorded by the Kinks. They also cover Bob Dylan, Jim Croce, and a whole bunch of other people on this album, so check that out at theseldomscene.bandcamp.com. Before that, an artist out of the Detroit, Michigan area by the name of Cora Fetter. And Cora Fetter's got a new record out called Some Kind of Truth. We gave you a track off of that called Ramblin' Man, not to be confused with the Allman Brothers' Ramblin' Man. CoraFetter.bandcamp.com for the whole album. And starting us off, arguably the best mandolin player in the world right now, Sierra Hull, has released a new record, and it's called A Tiptoe High Wire. And we played a track off that called Boom. And you can find that at sierrahull.com. All right, let's go now into some classic country. I thought this week, let's play songs that this week in time were the number one song in the land. And we'll go all the way back to 1971. This week's number one country song is Conway and Loretta, After the Fire Is Gone. It's the wrong side of the tracks.
Love! The clock just now struck 10. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire.
Keep hanging on.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Love is where you find it when you find no love at home. And there's nothing
got one, a hang up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling through. Baby, my hang-up is you. I'm hung up on the thrills I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up because I need your love. My little piece of heaven, you're all I've got to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby, my hang-up is you. Is you.
You the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
So I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa eating chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Shawna feeling up down to my toes. And we were swinging. Yes, we were swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging. We'll be swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on a swing with her, it makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing. Just a swinging.
Swinging.
Just a swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing. Just a swinging. Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging. Swinging.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And there you go, four tunes that were number one this week, the year they released, including John Anderson doing a track called Swingin', originally released in January of 1983, would be number one this week in 1983. Of course, that comes off his Wild and Blue album, one of two songs on that record to go to number one, and one of five number one singles in John Anderson's career. Before that, we gave you Freddie Fender. Man, I love this song. Before the Next Teardrop Falls, released in January of 75, would be number one this week in 1975. And the song was written in 1967 and had been recorded multiple times. Jerry Lee Lewis did a version in 69. A bunch of people did covers, and then Freddie Fender just crushed it and made it the best cover you'll hear. This was also a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1975 as well. And this was, see, 1975, if you look back at country history, was the year that country and country pop started to find footing, because this was one of six songs that went to number one in 1975 on both the country and Billboard Hot 100 charts. Crazy, right? So there you go. Before that, Freddie Hart, My Hang Up Is You, released January of 1972, number one on the country charts this week in 1972. That song by Freddie Hart would be number one for six consecutive weeks on the country charts at the beginning of 1972. That is a long run, especially back then. You look at the country charts back then, I mean, there was a new song number one every week, it seemed like. But Freddie Hart nailed that one. And then starting off the block, Conway and Loretta. Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn. Number one this week in 1971, After the Fire Is Gone. Song written by L.E. White and one of the greatest country duo performances ever put to reel. There you go. All right, so we're going to finish off this show the way we always do. As a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson, my all-time favorite musician. Earlier this week, somebody somewhere in my life mentioned the Shotgun Willie record, and I was like, you know what? Let's play a track off of that, because it's one of the greatest albums ever recorded. One of my top three all-time favorite Willie Nelson records. And we're going to give you a track, though, that is one of the few on here that was not written by Willie Nelson. It was actually written by Leon Russell, Willie's good friend, and it's just a killer tune. Here's Willie Nelson, You Look Like the Devil. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
You look like the devil in the morning. Been out of working through the night, holding hands and kissing everybody. I'm glad to say that you can blow my mind. You look like the devil when you're crying. So glad you feel so strong that way. You got a great big smile for everybody, and I'm so glad I met you yesterday. you yesterday.